Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Local experts answering your questions. Call 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. Now, in the house with Jared.
Good morning. Hey, everyone.
It's like Adrian Kronhauer here.
Oh,
good morning.
Vietnam. Hey, this is Ken Malik. I'm Jared's dad. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate you listening here to WOKV. The number to call in, 855-765-1045. I'm looking forward to talking to you here live on the radio. Call us now, 855-765-1045. The In the House radio show brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. You can we got the biggest sales of the years going on right now, and we'd love to have your business and help you. We come out for free, take a look at your roof, evaluate it, see whether you need anything. And a lot of times we go out, it's just a small little leak thing. The squirrels have chewed up the lead boots, or there's a flashing issue that we just got to change out, put a new piece in, and it's all back working and doing its job up there protecting your home. That roof is really, really important. You need to know what's going on with it, and we're going to do that for free for you. You can reach us at 904-495-0948. That's 904-495-0948. One of the other great sponsors to our show and the best window and door company there is Renewal by Anderson. They are the best windows and doors. If you're looking for new windows and doors, call the best. They're not the least expensive, but I can tell you, I just in the middle of remodeling and redoing my house. And I went out and I said, hey, I really want to look at the difference between other windows and what I'm going to get the value for my money. I'm 71 years old. I don't need to, and I'm ready to retire. And I don't need to be thinking about having to replace something in a few years down the road. I want something that's going to last and get value for my money. As I did that, and I looked at especially sliding glass doors, and I have a view out the back of the Wakaiva River, and I absolutely love it. And as I looked at the different windows, the way that they were made, the way the fittings came together, the materials that they were made out of, no comparison to Renewal by Anderson. So all the windows, all the doors that I put in my house are all Renewal by Anderson, and I'm so grateful for them, for the great price that they gave me and the way that they took care of me. Was amazing. You can reach Renewal by Anderson at 904-222-8064. 904-222-8064. Give them a call. They are the best, and you won't be sorry for that. They come out, give you a free estimate. There's also 0% financing and stuff going on with them, too. Along with Universal Roof and Contracting. We've got 20% discount with 0% financing. You can reach the office, 904-495-0948.
It's some great deals. We're going to talk about 2019 Remodeling Magazine did some cost versus recoup. And the percentages of that in the top 10. And, of course, windows and doors actually were definitely in the top 10. of cost versus what you'd recoup in terms of the percentages, and it ends up being about 70%. So what you spend and in what you get back is about 70%. But first, we're going to go to Jim because Jim has a question about a shingle roof and replacing it with metal.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. And I appreciate your call this morning. How can I help you?
Well, I'm faced with having to replace a roof on a house and a detached garage. And I'm looking at, it's currently a shingle roof, looking at replacing it with a metal roof for two reasons. One, aesthetics, and also, you know, durability. And I know this is probably a difficult question. Every case is different, but I've been told, I wanted to ask you, that the cost for the metal roof compared to replacing it with asphalt is about double. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is I've been told that you can put the metal roof over the existing shingle roof so you don't have all that tear off, all that extra labor, and it may give a little extra insulation and protection leaving those on. And I guess the third part is what to look for. I'm sure with shingle roofs, my experience has been there are different qualities.
Yep.
And I suppose there are in metal roofs too.
100%.
You know, what should I look for? I'm going to go ahead and hang up and listen to explanation.
Sure. Stay on the line, though, because I may have a question or two.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind. Appreciate
it. Sure.
And I don't want to forget everything that you asked me. Okay, metal roofs, absolutely beautiful, no doubt about it. Aesthetically, if you like metal, there's nothing else that's going to get you in that look. Shingles don't look like metal. They're totally different. Although today there's some shingle roofs that are as good as and do a tremendous job. The older shingles, if you have an older house and you've had a roof on for 15 years or more, you know, the shingles are made totally different today than they were then. They're, the way you build the system in any roof is the most important thing. So the way that it's constructed from beginning to end. So I don't agree with the statement of leaving the existing roof on shingles and going over the top that you gain anything. You gain nothing. You lose things. You need to, the codes today say that you need to re-nail all the decking. The codes have changed where the roofs used to be made with the nails that held the plywood to the trusses were 6D nails. Now they have to be 8D. They have to have 26 rings in them. They have to be, instead of 12 inches apart, 6 inches apart, and 4 inches on the seams. That makes it hurricane proof. That lowers your insurance, what you pay for insurance on a monthly basis, on an annual basis. So without tearing it off, you don't get any of that benefit. So a hurricane comes along, boom, your roof is off because it's only like 70 miles an hour wind resistant instead of 150. So anyone that tells you that they can put the roof over the top, yeah, they can do it. That, let me sell you some oceanfront property in Arizona. You know, it's just not the right thing to do. It's a mistake. It is going to save you money. And on the some of the roofs are only double over what a shingle roof costs. But those are exposed fastener kind of roofs, and they don't last as long as hidden hanger or hidden screws that aren't exposed so that you don't have exposed fasteners. And they're the better quality roof, and they're usually going to be three times. But it's worth it. If you like that look, you can't replace it with anything. Tile doesn't look like metal, and shingles don't look like metal. Does that kind of answer or spook any other questions that you have, Jim?
No, I think that's – well, I was going to say, you're talking about the exposed fasteners versus. But what about in just the thickness or quality of the metal itself? With shingles, you know, there's different.
Yes. There is. There's thinner metal, which is less money, and especially those are certainly available in the exposed fastener 5V kind of roofing, and they'll tell you, well, they're lifetime guarantee screws, but they're exposed to the sun. There's no place in the world like Florida where the sun just beats down on these and eats them up, you know, and you don't want to be going up there. And I can tell you how many roofs that I've replaced metal roofs that were 7, 8, 9 years old, having to replace them because of the fasteners were leaking. You know, we do metal, and we'd love to help you. And we can come out and talk to you about it, show you in person, show you what the products are that are out there and what the cost would be. And also show you some comparison of shingles that you may want to go that way. But if you're looking for the metal look, Jesus, beautiful, you know, absolutely. But do it the right way once. Don't even think about doing a roof over the top of those shingles. You're going to lose money. So that little bit of money that it takes to tear off the damage, now you're coming down to the wood. I can tell you, 8 out of 10 roofs that we tear off, there's something wrong with the underlayment. There's a flashing that's incorrect. There's a piece of bad rotted wood. There's something that needs to be corrected. And so you need to get down to the wood, re-nail the decking, get that discount, wind mitigation discount off your insurance. Will way more year after year, pay you back, and you'll have a safe home that isn't going to blow off during a hurricane. It's a big deal, Jim.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you very much. You've certainly enlightened me on that. We'll be giving you a call then.
Please. That number at that office is 904-495-0948.
Okay, I've got it.
Yeah, we'll come out there for free and help you with all this, Jim. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. That does free up a line for you. We're coming up on a break. We'd like to talk to you on the other side. You can reach us right now to be live on the radio, 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. Hey, hey, welcome back. This is the In the House radio show right here on WOKV. The In the House radio show is brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. This is Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roofing, and joining me today is Josh Smith, our producer. Josh, welcome to the show, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Great. Okay, the show is all about your home improvement questions. We want to hear from you. You can reach us right now live, 855-765-1045, and you'll be live on the In the House radio show. This show is brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. You can reach Universal Roofing at 904-495-0948. A few minutes ago, we heard from Jim, and he was asking about replacing his roof and going with a metal roof. And he had been, and so I just thought during the break about a couple other little things that I'd like to talk about. And hopefully you're still listening, Jim. Jim's question had to do with installing a new metal roof. And he's been told that you could go over the top and that you could do over the top of the existing shingle roof and put on a metal roof. And I explained to him, I didn't recommend it at all. It's a different kind of a roof system, so it needs to be built different. Metal gets very, very hot, and you need a different underlayment. The underlayment that needs to go on a metal roof is a peel and stick rubber high temperature underlayment. It's a special underlayment meant to stand the temperatures that it's going to get up on top of the roof in Florida, cooking and baking, and you don't want that to break down. Shingle roofs, when they get older too, they break down from the heat. So if they're underneath a metal roof, they're going to break down, and it's not designed to be there under that. It's different kind of materials. Absolutely, 100% need to change it. And if you have those questions or any like it having to do with the roof system you'd like to put on your house and getting the proper ventilation, getting the proper look for the style of your house and the area that you live, we're the best company to call. We're going to come out there for free. We're going to evaluate what's going on with your roof. We have great people. They're well-trained having to do with how to satisfy your needs with your roof and what you're looking for and get you the best price. And right now is the best time to call because we've got huge discounts. It's weather's right. We're going to get more work done, and we're going to give you discounts and 0% financing right now if you're interested. You can call the office, Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-495-0948. Right now, we're here live on the radio to answer your home improvement questions. Anything having to do with home improvement, anything. We don't care what it is. We're licensed roofing and general contractors. You can call us right now, 855-765-1045. So, Josh, what's going on in your life and
the way of home improvement? All the talk about the coronavirus, everyone's forgotten about tomorrow, the big daylight savings time. So we're gonna get to come home tomorrow from work and have an extra hour of daylight before dark. So
wow.
When we get home, we're not gonna see darkness at 6 o'clock at night anymore.
Wow, so, I didn't even realize that. So
yeah.
Wow.
So all of our projects, you know, you'll get to enjoy the weekend. So next weekend you'll be able to, you know, go out on the boat or whatever and stay out until, you know, 7 o'clock at night. You know, sun will set at 7 instead of 6:10 or whatever. And, yep. You know, so that means that your weekends will go longer so you can do more fun stuff outside or longer on your projects. We were talking about it. I mentioned it earlier. The Remodeling Magazine in 2019 did a cost versus recoup, and we've mentioned this before, but garage door replacement is the top. It's been the top dog. So you end up getting 97.5% of your money back, and one of the reasons why is because a lot of times people don't replace their garage doors for such a long period of time, and garage doors have changed technologically so much in the last 20 to 30 years that when you upgrade to that new level of a garage door, you will recoup all of that when you sell your home. Another thing that you will recoup almost all your money on is manufactured stone or veneer. So you put veneer stone on the outside of your house. The funny part about all this is these are a lot of things that in a build that Ken's doing right now, he's doing almost all these. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about it. But entry door replacement, 75%. Sliding door and window replacement, 70%.
Great. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'd like to talk to you. Give us a call right now, 855-765-1045. We'll talk to you in a minute. We'll be right back. Hey. This is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. This is Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roofing, and joining me today is Josh Smith. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Oh, glad to be here.
Well, glad you're here, too. Hey, this show is all about your home improvement questions, so we're here live on the radio right now to talk to you about anything having to do with home improvement. You can reach us at 855-765-1045. 855-765-8845. We're just hanging out here waiting on your call, 855-765-1045. Big sale going on right now at Universal Roof and Contracting, best of the year, and 0% financing. We come out for free, take a look at your roof, see if you have any needs, talk to you about tile, roof, metal roof, or shingle roof, whatever you're looking for. Give you the prices on all of that, help you make the right decisions, how to get the right ventilation into your home, how to lower your power bills, all of those things. And make your roof last longer. The way that you construct it makes the difference if a roof is going to last over 15 years. You know, in Florida, it seems like roofs get a bad rap. They're only going to last for 15 years. That's not true. If you build them correctly, if you get the right ventilation, if you do everything right, manufacturer will actually give you 50-year warranties on their product, whether it's tile, whether it's metal, or shingles. All of those you can get with a big, huge warranty. Very, very important. We'd like to talk to you in person about it and come to your home. You can reach the office right now at 904-495-0948 and schedule an appointment with one of our experts, 904-495-0948. Before we went to the break, Josh, you and I were talking about different projects that we're doing. I'm in the middle right now of rebuilding our house. We're building our dream home. My wife and I have been married for 53 years. I'm Jared's dad and CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. 24 grandchildren, 12 great. And so we tried to build this house so that the kids can come over and hang out and have a place to stay, to eat and play and run around the property and be comfortable. And so in doing that, we just finished all the rough-in stuff. We passed all the inspections for rough-in. We're going to start spray foam insulation this next week, and then, of course, after we pass that, we'll go on to sheetrock. But one of the things we were looking at, and we've just been talking about that, it's choosing the right garage door. The company that I've looked into about garage doors is Haas. I think Haas makes the best garage door. So if you're looking for to replace your garage door, take a look at us at Haas Garage Doors and have them out and take a look at that.
Yeah, Haas is the manufacturer. They make a fantastic door. Very, very, very cool story. The owner was very involved in actually, I guess, engineering the bracket that is used today to make them hurricane resistant, wind resistant,
yes,
you know, in the state of Florida. So he actually, I guess the story goes, he had an idea while he was eating dinner, and he drew the bracket. He drew the idea of it on the back of a cocktail napkin, and then gave it to the engineers at the shop and said, "This is going to be the bracket that's going to be behind all of our panels and make them hurricane proof." And so then they took that idea and ran with it. So,
yeah. And in fact, Josh, you used them on your house. I built a big garage 6-8 months ago. And these doors are 12 by 12 and 14 by 14 on my garage. And you wouldn't believe how strong they are and how energy efficient they are and how beautiful they are. So you're getting all three. And that's really important when it comes to that.
Yeah.
The other thing that I did in remodeling my house, I looked at doors and windows. You know, what kind of doors and windows should I look at for energy efficient beauty? And I'm 71 years old. I don't ever want to have to replace my windows again. So I wanted something that wasn't going to rot, wasn't going to be having to be replaced in a few years because it's broke down. It's got argon gas, and it fills up with air and moisture on the inside. Absolutely, 100%. Every window and door I put in my house was Renewal by Anderson. I looked and did my homework on that, and the sliding glass doors and all of that I replaced with Renewal by Anderson. I recommend you give them a call, and you can reach them at 904-222-8064. And to show you the difference in doing that, Josh, a few 3 years ago, remodeled his house, and he ran down to the local box store, got some, I won't even say the brand.
Yeah, we were in a pinch, and we basically just needed to, we couldn't wait for a, we had ordered some doors, and we couldn't wait. It was a back order situation, so we basically just said, hey, let's go ahead and frame this opening down and throw this this off-the-shelf door in the situation and move on. And we did that, and we have regretted it ever since. So, you know, it's just one of those things that when you're doing a project, you know, you regret it later.
Yeah.
And so we've regretted it ever since.
So anyway, that was 3 years ago, and you started having the problem within 2 years. Started to go to the warranty and do that, and
Yeah, the warranty, you know, and that's the other thing, too, is that when you look at a door and you get a door that the warranty, you know, relies heavily on the consumer sometimes, you know, and I'm not a door technician. I'm not a guy that really wants to sit there and replace hinges all the time and replace hardware and then let alone replace the entire slab myself. So, you know, sit there and balance a door and all this stuff. So. Yep. We're just going to bite the bullet, and we ordered a Renewal by Anderson door.
Replacement. Now you'll never have to worry about it again.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that. And then, you know, Remodeling Magazine came out, and we, you know, because we're replacing this with a very high-quality door, we'll probably recoup, window replacement with a wood window. You replace about 70 – you recoup about 70% of what you put into it. Let's see what else. Window replacement is about 70%. So window replacement and door replacement is 70 to 73% on average. Entry door is 75%. So
that's the cost that you get to recoup.
So we'll recoup about 70% on what we spent on it. So that's not terrible. And that other 30% is basically our sanity.
Yeah.
You know, so it's worth it. We did have a question from a caller that that wasn't able to wait, but we had a question from him. So he had a question about how do you determine if a wall or a column is load-bearing? And so, you know, that really gets into what you're doing with projects. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're going to start messing around with walls, you really should be able to tell what a load-bearing wall is.
Yes.
You know, if you're, I hate to say it, but if you need to ask, you probably shouldn't be messing with them.
Yeah. And get somebody out there. Get, you know, call some people that are contractors and get out there and take a look at it.
Tearing down a wall that is load-bearing, not realizing that it's load-bearing, could be a catastrophe.
Yes. If you got your plans, you can look at that. They show where all the load-bearing is. Even though houses have trusses in, I'm in the middle of remodeling my house. So there's four different kinds of trusses in my house. And so depending on where it is, where the load is. So part of it is in the big center of the living room, and then it spans 20 feet, and then there's another post. So you really, if you have the plans will show you what the engineers spec'd for the support of the trusses. And they can change in the middle of the house. Typically not, though. Most houses are pretty straightforward. You know, they're one end to the other, they're truss, and they span from front to back. Unless the pitch of the roof changes in the middle somewhere, usually it's outside wall to outside wall, and typically you can move walls on the inside. But you don't want to do it without knowing. So that means getting up into the attic, seeing how the trusses are done, seeing where they change angles, and you can usually see all of that from up in the attic. So to answer your question, I'd hire a professional, have them come out, give you a free estimate. Usually they'll do that, take a look at it. Or if you're going to do some structural changes, you really need a building permit anyway.
Right.
So to get the building permit, you have to have an engineer take a look at it. So an engineer can draw the plans. They'd look at it, draw the plan. Then you can go down to your local municipality with the plan, pull the permit, and get the work done.
Yep. There definitely is a kind of a DIY HGTV effect out there
which is wonderful, actually.
It is, but just because in a 1 hour TV show you can watch a house get flipped doesn't mean a house can get flipped in an hour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Definitely you wanna be very careful, and house flipping is not for everybody, and just be careful with what you're doing. Electrical works for not for everybody. I'll do electrical work because I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But there are things that I won't mess with. I don't mess with gas. I don't propane, natural gas. I don't mess with it, but I'll do electrical. And I know some people that won't do electrical.
I don't do electrical and plumbing and stuff like that. Yeah, you're better off to hire somebody that's really good at it. If you're good at something, go make the money at what you're good at and hire the guy that's good at what his does. You'll actually save money doing that. And that's always a good idea when you're going to do a project. Get some estimates from the pro in that field. See how much it costs. Is it worth your time to do it yourself? The problem when you do something yourself, you could do it wrong, and then you're having to pay for the materials twice and throw good materials away, and you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yep. And you can always, even when you get into it, like Ken said, if you want to move load-bearing walls around and things like that, that all can be done. You can hire an engineer and bring them in, and they can design it with LVLs, and they can say, okay, we're going to break the slab up here, and we're going to put a new footer here, and we're going to put a column here and a post here. You can do all that stuff with the proper engineering.
Proper engineering. Well, we've done that in the past. We've remodeled different family members and different homes for people and completely changed the way walls are that were support in the middle and put a, as you said, an LVL big beam in the middle of the house.
Yep.
And span across the whole living room and
yep.
support, change the support. And it's all possible, but it has to be engineered. You have to build building permits and get it done according to the new codes. That's
exactly.
A big deal.
Yep.
Appreciate that text having to do with those questions that we just answered. We have a line open for you. We could talk to you right now at 855-765-1045. This is the In the House radio show. This is Ken Mellick. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. Love to hear from you, and we'd come out and give you free estimate, free evaluation on anything that you need having to do with your roofing project. You can reach the office at 904-495-0948. That's 904-495-0948.
We're going to take a quick break.
We'd like to give us a call, 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after the break to answer your questions. Give us a call, 855-765-1045. Hey, this is the In the House radio show. We're at the final segment of today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in the House radio show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. The number at Universal Roofing, 904-495-0948. Usually the show is brought to you each and every week with Jared being here. Jared is my son. This is Ken Mellick. I am the CEO of Universal Roofing. Jared is the president. We're both of us so grateful for all of you that call our company and allow us to come out and be of service to you. We've talked about today a lot of roofing stuff going on. We have some of the biggest sales of the year going on right now, plus 0% financing. We come out for free. We take a look at your roof, talk to you about whether you want shingles, metal, tile, whatever you're looking for in the way of roof. Talk to you about ventilation, the right way to do things. We have all the highest ratings that you can get from all the manufacturers. We're the quality company. I founded the company in 1972, and so that's a lot of years that I've been here helping people get the right amount of work. I've always believed in professionalism and doing that. Yep. We have a call?
Yep, we do have a call. John, we're going to get to you real quick. We're at the end of the show, so ask it quick, bud.
Hey, John.
Hey, this is John?
Yep. Yeah.
So I've got an older, I had a foam roof put on my home.
Right.
The problem was it was 35 years ago. So this foam roof now is all full of hills and valleys. It looks terrible. It's all mottled up. And
it's a flat
what
roof.
What can I do? Do I have to scrape it off and put on it? What can I do with it?
It's a flat roof.
It has a pitch to it, maybe about 15-degree pitch to it.
Okay. Well, that's really not too bad of a pitch. So, yes, I do believe that you need to scrape it all off, and that's what I would recommend. The best thing, though, is to have us come look at it. We come out for free, take a look at it, give you a quote, and there might be a way to repair it. I'd have to see it to tell you that, but it sounds like, based on it being 35 years old, that we actually need to replace it. So we would give you the cost to take it off, put on the new, and we would recommend a couple different products. But there are some foams right now, too, that are really amazing and last even longer than what you had.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you a call then, and you can come out and have a look at it.
All right, let me give you the number. It's 904-495-0948. That's Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-495-0948. John, I really appreciate it, and we'll do a good job for you on that project. Thank you so much for your call. Hey, this is we are coming up to the end of the In the House radio show today. Thank you all for tuning in to the show. We'll be back next week. Josh will be here with me. This is Ken, CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. Give us a call, 904-495-0948. God bless you. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.